imagine a conscious contact with God so strong that no matter what you are doing or not doing, that no matter what your kids are up to or not up to, and that whether you've got the person of your dreams or they're just not cooperating, that you are happy, content, and at peace. A space where everyone else's thoughts, attitudes, and actions are beautiful and exactly as they are supposed to be. Well, this is the space where I like to play. My name is Misha Z, and this is today's Bitch Slap. Join me as I shed light on the thoughts, actions, and attitudes that are causing you pain, and we train our minds to go to the capital S inner self, the joy that is waiting for us, the God within. I am fully on the walking and recording train again, and loving it. Man, I was all about it for the first 3 or 4 or 5 months of the podcast, but the last 3 months, it's been all from the desk with a random walk episode. But I'm all in on it again. Super fun with my Shure MV88 mic. I have not taken singing lessons yet, obviously, but that is on the agenda. Today, what I want to talk about is my interview with Curtis Gee. My interview with Curtis Gee. And how fun was my interview with Curtis Gee? I had a very interesting experience as well, and I can't wait to re-listen to the recording. I believe we chatted. The interview went for an hour and 20 to an hour and 30 minutes, with the first 30 minutes being very disjointed. I didn't know, it was really interesting. It was going to be interesting to go back and listen and see what it sounds like a couple steps back, because I was really having a hard time finding a track, a train of thought, a cohesive movement forward where it felt like it was easy and flowing. And so for the first 30 minutes chatting back and forth, and I've got this questions, and it's again super lumpy. And I finally, I was like, you know what, Curtis, you are up to all this amazing stuff. Tell me about it. What's going on? And the interview just erupted from there in such a good way. Like, I really enjoyed it, and it flowed, and I was authentically connecting and laughing and in awe and aghast sometimes. He's a policeman. He's 52, I believe, so my age, and a black policeman from Philadelphia, and he's been on the force for 28 or 29 years or some such thing. And he was on the streets where he patrolled for a good 10 years were the gnarliest parts of Philadelphia. So he's got perspective, he's got stories, he's got awareness, and the interesting thing about it is he's got this massive heart, clearly, and he wants to help people, specifically young people in his community, to find God-inspired action or purpose, or in, I say that in a non-dogmatic way, like, he's like, it doesn't have to be this way. And so he's committed to that and does a huge amount of work to help facilitate that. And he's out there changing lives. And we got to talk, obviously, racism, black-white perspective, black cops, white cops, black criminals, white criminals. He's got a couple books coming out. He's got a really cool program he's created to help what would you call prisoners. And he's like, look, I'm not here just to help, you know. He's like, what I have to offer can help everybody. And you know, we talk the great analogy of, yeah, there's the literal prison of being behind bars, but there's the prison of your mind. And he's amazing. The other thing that he does is he helps police officers and their families. He helps with the trauma that comes with the job. And man, when he was talking about police officers as human beings, and they are human beings like you and me, and they have the same problems as you and me, there was this moment that was so profound and thick and heavy. Like, oh, I started crying. And I felt the humanity. And I felt the humanity and the compassion for that. And at some point in the conversation, around then or before and after, but in the conversation that's on the podcast, he was talking about, this was the analogy he said. He said, you know, somebody's cooking at McDonald's and they mess up your fries. They make a mistake. Well, they just make you another batch of fries. But in the police officer world, oftentimes the mistake, lives are on the line. And how brutal and heavy that can be. Oh my God. Curtis was amazing. Curtis, if you're listening to this, God bless you, man. Like, this guy's the real deal. Not only in his job, but what he does during and after. Like, he's about helping community and people. Oh, man, he just had so many bombs and nuggets. There was this one moment, too, where, you know, he's got such a big heart and a soft side that, you know, you see in him. And then he started talking about how one minute he's, you know, roughing people up on the streets because that is part of the job. Criminals, right? Like, legit criminals where you might need to, anyway, you know, rough people up. And then how the very next, that evening, he could be out preaching and saving lives. Anyhow. And so you have that episode to look forward to. Or if that interview has already dropped by the time this episode drops, hopefully it inspires you to go back and listen to it. And you can see what a profound effect it had on me. And lastly, Curtis was so cool, man. He referenced a few times how, at least before our interview and after, and perhaps during the interview, I can't remember, but that he was listening to some of my episodes and really grooving on them. And one episode, in fact, really inspired him. And actually, it was the Do the Dishes for God episode. He really loved that one. And then he also loved the episode where I said, you know, does she even know that she's speaking on the summit? And that was J.B. Owen. And J.B. Owen's helped him a lot with his writing
And so we were laughing about JB Owen. God bless you, JB. Curtis, if you happen to hear this, love you. What a great interview that was. Fully inspiring. Everybody have a good day. Peace out.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for spending time with me today. As someone who is committed to growth and service to this world, I so appreciate your willingness to come with me, go within, and serve our world through change. If you found value in this podcast and you know someone who can use this message, share this episode with them. Share it so our mission can be achieved one episode at a time. And of course, subscribe so you can hear more. And lastly, for more resources on what has helped me on my journey and can help you on yours, go to belove.media/resources. That's belove.media/resources. Thank you again for listening.